Раздаются серенады, раздается стук мечей. Много крови, много песни для прелестных льется дам. Я же той, кто всех прелестней, все, все песни кровь мою. Света зародила небосклон. О, вытянись это, о, вытянись это, скорей на балкон.
Baritone Pavel Lisitsian with Matvey Sakharov, and that was Don Juan's Serenade by Tchaikovsky. He may have had trouble with the high notes earlier on, or it ruined his voice, but now he could really sing them, and without any effort whatever,
That's right, and I think that this Don Juan definitely was victorious in his conquests.
Certainly sounds like it. Tell me about Pavel Lisitsian's later life. You were talking about just at the end of his singing career when you were touring with him in the Caucasus. What about his later life?
Well, he kept his voice in a very good shape until very, very late. Last year in Moscow took place a great celebration of his 90th birthday. Pavel Lisitsian was greeted by his colleagues and friends and fans, by the government officials, and of course by his ever musical family. All his four children gave their father a musical offering, vocal quartet dedicated to his long creative life. In the very end of the evening, Pavel Lisitsian came out on stage, and to everyone's surprise, he sang an Armenian folk song as a token of his gratitude. And please be reminded that he was 90 at that moment.
Dukerintet zain tavek im darderin vay sare.
Lisitsian in what, June of 2001?
Yes.
At his 90th birthday.
That's right.
The power in that voice.
That's right.
Incredible, Alexander.
I was absolutely stunned.
Stunned, right. So am I listening to it. It's hard to believe someone at the age of 90 would still have that power and richness in his voice.
Now our goal is to be alive at his 100th birthday.
And hear him sing again.
Yes.
Well, let's look back on this wonderful life that still continues of Pavel Lisitsian. What would you say, Alexander, is his legacy?
His legacy. I'm sure that if he lived in the West, he should have become an international star and traveled the world. In the Soviet Union, he was one of the best, but despite his tremendous success at home, was in a way, I think, a prisoner in his own country. He went to the West occasionally, and his triumphant artistic tours, for instance, in the United States in 1960, where he sang in large centers and important halls, including the Metropolitan Opera, Carnegie Hall, that drew excellent reviews, did not lead to any continuation of the active international life. The Soviet power would never let an artist be in charge of such things. And what a loss it was for the world, and what a loss it was for Pavel himself, that he could not interact with international stars and musicians and audiences. However, his legacy is there. It is in the recordings, in the history of vocal art, in his students, and in the fact that here today in Canada, in this broadcast, we have celebrated his beautiful art.
Indeed we have, and we're going to hear one more example. Before I say goodbye, tell me what we're going to hear.
We are going to hear the arioso from the garden scene from Eugene Onegin by Tchaikovsky.
This is Pavel Isitsyan, baritone, and Alexander Tumanov, thank you so much for bringing him to us.
My pleasure.
Когда бы жизнь на вашим кругом я ограничить захотел, когда мне быть отцом супругом, приятный жребий повелел, то верно, кроме вас одной невесты не искал иной. Но я не создан для блаженства, ему чужда душа моя. Напрасны ваши совершенства, их не достоин вовсе я. Поверьте, совесть в том порукой супружества нам будет мукой. Я сколько не любил бы вас, привыкнув, разлюблю тотчас. Судите ж вы, какие розы нам заготовит Гименей. И может быть нам много дней. Мечтами года нет возврата, ах, нет возврата, не обновлю души моей. Я вас люблю любовью брата, и, может быть, еще сильней. Иль может быть, еще нежней. Послушайтесь меня, без гнева сменит не раз молодая тело. Мечтами, мечтами легкие мечты.
Pavel Isitsyan, and I really enjoyed that feature with Alexander Tumanov. I hope you have as well. If you have questions or comments or thoughts, you can email them to me at inperformance@toronto.cbc.ca or write to us at inperformance@CBC Radio Music, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, M5W1E6. And we've got some more in that series.